This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. Morning, coffee, and the word of God. Psalm 143, 8 to 10. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Consider this. There's something about the morning and the Word of God. I come from a farming family. From an early age, I remember my father's morning chair and side table, which always held a sizable Bible with a brown leather cover. He was often long gone to the farm before we even woke up. I don't remember why, but around my 6th or 7th grade year, I began to wake up early. I discovered my dad sitting in his chair, coffee cup in hand, with the big brown Bible open on his lap. One of those mornings, I motioned for Dad to slide his Bible across the floor to me. Soon, my mom got me a Bible just like his. There began, for me, the intersection of three of the greatest things in life: morning, coffee, and the Word of God. There's so many references to the morning in the Word of God. Today's text provides a good example. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. In Psalm 108, David speaks of awakening the dawn. The prophet Isaiah offers this word: the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Isaiah 54. Hear Jeremiah's famous word on the morning: because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Then there's the morning practice of our Lord, the Word made flesh. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 1:35. The celebrated 20th century Chinese church leader Watchman Nee famously referred to the early mornings as the morning watch. The psalmist captures it in Psalm 130, verse 6. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. There's something about the morning and the Word of God and coffee. The prayer. Yes, Lord, thank you for the morning. There's something about waiting for you and waiting for the morning as we read your word. Would you awaken me morning by morning and give me an instructed tongue that I might be refreshed for the day and have words to refresh the weary. Holy Spirit, lead me to consecrate the mornings afresh to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, how are the mornings for you? Delight? Drudgery? What if the Word of God could turn you into a morning person? And here's a P.S. Attention, pastors and shepherds of the kingdom. We're gearing up for the domino effect, pursuing the heart of awakening. Our Fellowship of Awakening Leaders Pastors Retreat. I'll meet with you each morning for a journey through Colossians, and each Thursday afternoon we'll meet with a panel of what we call Shepherds Shepherds. You don't want to miss this. Your heart needs it, and you need each other. Please encourage your pastor to check this out. As goes the pastor, so goes the church. Come on. It all kicks off on January the 17th. Register today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.